Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book You Can Heal Your Life. If you were stabbed by a needle, should you bear the pain and carry on forward, or should you pull the needle out and get back to your life tasks only after it has been treated? It is generally believed that any average person would choose the second option. Indeed, for tangible physical injuries, we often are quick to treat them on time. However, for intangible psychological injuries, we often ignore them, let them become inflamed with pus, until they seriously affect both our health and lives. We all know about Van Gogh. He was a man who led a miserable life, suffered emotional setbacks, and always felt depressed by the injustice of his fate. He would often hurt himself as a form of self-inflicted torture, even once cutting off his own ear. Van Gogh's mental illness was so severe that on July 27, 1980, he was no longer able to bear the psychological burden and shot himself. In the Mad Men broadcast, Prince Harry of the United Kingdom talked about that the loss of his mother left him greatly traumatized. It was not until 20 years after the event that he was able to finally recover from it. During that period, he became increasingly aggressive and developed a social phobia of the public. As such, he began to practice boxing and underwent psychological counseling as a way to embark on a healing journey. More and more studies have proven that a psychological imbalance is worse than physical injury. For physical illnesses, we can simply go to the hospital. However, for mental illnesses, we need to rebuild our lives. How can we make a clean break from the negative thoughts from the past that haunt us today? The answer lies in the book that we are going to cover. The author of the book, Louise Hay, is the most famous psychotherapist in the U.S. She is also someone who experienced many unfortunate events in her life. At 1 year old, her parents got divorced. At the age of 5, she was raped by her neighbor. At the age of 16, she gave birth as a single mom. After 14 years of marriage, her husband had an affair and divorced her. Following this, she was diagnosed with cancer. When we look on it from the outside, such a life appears to be tragic, unsuccessful, and hopeless. However, through her own inner strength and dedication, she not only healed from cancer within half a year, but also wrote the book You Can Heal Your Life. In this book, she summarized the techniques she used to heal her body and reverse her life. This book was an instant hit following its publication. It became the top one book on the New York Times bestseller list for 50 weeks, with more than 20 million copies sold worldwide. It is praised as the gospel of physical and mental health, while it has also helped countless people step out of life's hardships. It can be said that Louise Hay's story is a classic example of harnessing the power of mind over matter. She combined her vision with her experiences and to help thousands of people to rebuild their lives. Next, we will unlock the key insights of the book for you in the following three parts. Part 1, What is the source of illness and dilemmas in life? Part 2, How to eliminate negative thoughts at their source? Part 3, How to rebuild your life and to establish a brand new paradigm of thoughts? The author believes that the source of illness and dilemmas in life comes from the negative thoughts that exist in our subconscious minds. American best-selling author Jack Hodge once said that, thought determines behavior, behavior determines habit, habit determines character, and character determines destiny. Thought is the cause in which we planted. Character and destiny are the results in which we yield. Every single one of our thoughts create our future. Good thoughts create a good future, while bad thoughts create a bad one. Most of us have been through job interviews. When you are confident and think that you can perform well in a job, you settle into a relaxed state. You suddenly know how to showcase your strengths and ace the interview. In contrast, when you lack confidence, you become afraid and worried about facing possible rejection. Moreover, the more worried you get, the worse the result becomes. If you were HR, which person would you hire? It would, of course, be the positive and confident person, which you believe will perform better. The world only accepts the evaluations we hold of ourselves. If you lack confidence or think yourself incapable, others will look down on you. If you believe in yourself and behave proactively, others will also believe in you and want to give you more opportunities. These two different thoughts create different life experiences. Positive thoughts create positive and pleasurable lives, while negative thoughts only add more troubles and worries to our lives. This is just like Louise Hay's experience. At a young age, she suffered a series of tragic events, including her parents' divorce and being raped by her neighbor. All of these events left her with a low self-esteem, negative thoughts, and a belief that she was worthless and unworthy of love. Holding such a low image of herself, coupled with an extreme desire for love and affection, led to her unreservedly selfless dedication in love. In the words of the author, "I willingly gave my body to whoever was kind to me." In the end, she completely lost herself. Having a child at the age of 16 and enduring violent treatment from her boyfriend, it was one thing after another, which all contributed to her pain and humiliation. Until one day, when she had been diagnosed with incurable cancer, she finally decided to get rid of the negative thoughts that caused her cancer. She loved herself more than ever. She would stand in front of the mirror and say to herself, "Louise, I love you. I truly love you." Slowly, she stopped blaming herself as she did in the past. With the help of medical experts, she started venting by hitting a pillow and expressing the long-term anger hidden inside her by yelling. The hate bottled up inside her gradually dissipated through these actions. Meanwhile, with the help of her nutritionist, she cleared her body of the toxins that had she accumulated over the years from eating junk food. As a result, she achieved a comprehensive physical and psychological cleanup. Due to this series of positive changes she made, the previously diagnosed cancer was cured 6 months later. As you can see, if Louise had not recognized the negative thoughts she kept inside of her, she probably would have had the same unfortunate outcome as most other cancer patients. In most cases, if we possess the resolve to change our way of thinking, beliefs, and behavior patterns, the resulting outcome of bad events could be different. The psychologist Beck once said, "If our thoughts fall into the distorted and illogical thinking swamp, then we are no different from those who can't see or hear." People who are trapped in negative thoughts lay a gray filter over the whole world around them, making them unable to truly see the real world behind it. As such, it's not actually reality that destroys you, but rather the negative thoughts you hold towards that reality. Where do these negative thoughts generally come from? From the experiences of the author, we can see that most people's negative thoughts stem from family influence during childhood. When we are born, each of us is like a piece of white paper, fragile and pure. However, in the process of growing up, different education methods, the words and deeds of our parents, and the actions of people around us, all of them unconsciously influence us. Through this, we gradually develop different psychological patterns. Edward Tronick, a psychology professor from the University of Manchester, once conducted a famous still face experiment. In the experiment, a mother began by first enthusiastically interacting with her child. The child responded positively and became very happy. Then, the mother switched to an expressionless expression and remained that way no matter what her child did. At first, the child continuously tried to attract the mother's emotional attention, but at last, when it wasn't working, he collapsed and began to cry. This experiment suggests that children between the ages of 0 and 6 use their parents as their own mirror image, with their emotions and mental states being tightly connected to them. Therefore, the influence of parents or nurturers during childhood is significant, with every single movement being able to influence the psychological health of children. As childhood ends, and we begin to take on responsibilities as adults, the influence of events we experienced at a young age become internalized into our inner subconscious and begin to guide our current lives. As such, the decisions we make and when faced with a variety of circumstances in life originate from the internalization of the kind of parenting we received during childhood. The most classic and extreme case is seen in Hitler, a genocidal maniac during World War II who caused irreparable harm to humanity. During his childhood, he endured abuse from his father, whose parenting style accompanied taunts and violence. His father often punched and kicked him while simultaneously laughing when his son showed weakness. In the long run, this violent parenting style of constant devaluation gradually turned Hitler's thoughts to increasingly extreme and terrifying ends. Parents are our first teachers, and from them, we learn how to treat ourselves and the world. It is through their love and praise that we may believe that we have value and are worthy of love. Similarly, it is through their criticism and ridicule that we also become timid, cowardly, and unconfident. As such, most of our negative thoughts come from our families during childhood. That's it for the content of Part 1. Negative thoughts are the fundamental source of illness and dilemmas in our lives. It leads to negative behaviors, causes a variety of difficulties along with psychological and emotional distress in life. This continuously affects our health and may lead to illness. Our choices and the way we see the world is affected by what we learned from our parents during childhood. Many of you may think that it is very difficult to change these old and deeply ingrained negative thoughts. It may lead you to ask, "Is it now still possible for me to change my way of thinking and behavioral patterns?" Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.